This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Powered by Clear Vision Development Group, this is Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast. Each week, we'll provide you with top business insights, fresh perspectives from world-class guests, and the tools you need to lead better than before. And now, here's your host, author and business coach, Tony Richards.
Hello, everybody. Tony Richards here with the Better Than Before show on the C-Suite Radio Network. Welcome to December, everyone. Coming up today on the program, my quote I'm pondering this week. I'm going to share with you what I'm reading right now, what I'm watching right now, and a special salute to an investment titan who passed this last week. That's about it for this week's Better Than Before program. I don't know if you've heard, I'm sure that you have. I got back from Kentucky last Tuesday, and before I even unloaded my truck, I sat down and said, well, I'd listened to a lot of podcasts on the way back and some music and stuff, and I didn't really know if I'd missed anything that was going on in the world. So I sat down in my chair for a few minutes and turned on the television, and the first thing I see at about 2:30 Central Time last Tuesday is that Charlie Munger had passed away. And I'm going to do a little special salute to Charlie coming up on today's show. So I'm going to forego some of our regular features that we do. But the quote that I'm pondering since Charlie passed last week, I'm going to share with you now. In my whole life, I have known no wise people who didn't read all the time. Charlie Munger. I really picked up my reading habit from Charlie and Warren Buffett, who are both voracious readers. And you think I read a lot. I don't come anywhere close to the amount of reading that those guys do because I'm coaching people and I'm helping people get better. And I'm doing a lot of coaching sessions and doing some traveling. And those guys, I mean, they read all day, every single day. I am reading a couple things right now, and I want to share that with you. You know, I'm always reading something, but from time to time, I like to share what I'm reading. I'm reading a book called Hidden Potential, The Science of Achieving Greater Things by Adam Grant. And that will probably end up being the leadership book of the month that I'll do a review on coming up once I finish it. It's called Hidden Potential, The Science of Achieving Greater Things, Adam Grant. I'm also reading by one of my favorite country music singers of all time. And he was one of the guys who led the progressive country movement. He passed away about 2 years ago from Austin, Texas. Jerry Jeff Walker had an autobiography that he did called Gypsy Songman. And after Jerry Jeff died, I didn't have a copy of it. Somehow or another, I didn't buy a copy when it first came out. And after he passed away, it became very hard to get, and people were charging outrageous amounts for it. But I ended up finding somebody who'd sell me their copy for a reasonable amount of money, you know, $25 or something like that, and I bought it. I've been going through a lot of my old Jerry Jeff Walker albums and CDs, and I'm reading the book. I'll read a little bit of the book every night and listen as he talks about the ideas for the songs and for the albums as he goes through his life. Then I've been listening to those CDs and albums and songs as I read the book. And also, I didn't have a copy of an album that he did in 76 called It's a Good Night for Singing. I know I had a copy of it at one time, but I don't have it now. And that's one Christmas present I bought for myself this year, is I bought myself a turntable because I want to go back and listen to some of my vinyl stuff. I've got an incredible vinyl collection. And so I decided to spring for a turntable as a Christmas gift for myself this year. And so I got a copy of It's a Good Night for Singing. And that's up next as far as listening to my Jerry Jeff Walker collection. And then the third book I'm reading is by my friend Tim Hornbaker, who's written some great sports books, and he's written some great books focused on the world of professional wrestling. And he has written this latest book, The Last Great World Champion, The Legacy of Ric Flair. Flair was the last real true National Wrestling Alliance world champion that traveled around the world. And I'm just enjoying the heck out of that book. Tim is a fantastic writer. He's done a really good job on this book, and it is a great sports biography. What I'm watching now, I'm watching The Crown Season 6, Part 1 on Netflix, and we are in the middle of the entire Princess Di and Dodi Fayed affair. And of course, that's going to end in tragedy. I'll never forget that. It was on Labor Day weekend, either in 95 or 96, one of those two. But it was in the mid-90s when they had the car crash in the tunnel being chased by the paparazzi. My wife at the time and I had been to a pool party that day and had been over at friends' houses. And we were leaving their house that night and going back to our home, and it came on the radio that Princess Diana had been in a car crash. And so that's what they're covering on The Crown. And so I'm watching that on Netflix. I have watched the movie Oppenheimer. Just a fantastic, intriguing movie. I want to read the book now. And I watched that on Amazon Prime. It's a great cast, great script, great production. Christopher Nolan did the movie. I want to read that book. It was American Prometheus or something like that, but I want to read the book now. Number three thing I'm watching is Lawman Bass Reeves on Paramount Plus, which is kind of in the whole Yellowstone universe. It's not connected with the Yellowstone story, but it's part of that. It's connected in the Taylor Sheridan universe of characters. So that's what I'm watching now. Charlie Munger was born on January 1st, 1924, and he passed away last week, November 28th, 2023. So he was only a month and a couple days away from being 100 years old. So he passed at 99. And if I were to sit down and make a list of people who have most influenced me and the way I think, there is no doubt Charlie Munger would make that list very, very easily. I remember I first became aware of Charlie sometime in the mid-1990s. I read a book called Buffett, The Making of an American Capitalist by Roger Lowenstein, and that was the first book of its kind. There have been several books about Warren that have been written since then. One of my favorites is called Snowball. There are some others. I have most of them on my bookshelf. And I'd read articles on Warren. There was one that I read in a magazine that doesn't exist anymore. The magazine was called Business 2.0. I bought it at a little bookstore here in Columbia out on the south side of town because there was a list in there called CEO 101, Warren Buffett's List of Management Rules for CEOs. And that got me interested in Buffett. So I bought the Lowenstein book, and then found out that he had a partner named Charlie Munger. And I'd never heard of Charlie Munger before. But it didn't take long after reading about him in the Roger Lowenstein book on Buffett that I became a student of both of the guys, Buffett and Munger. And I've got a full shelf of my bookcase dedicated to books for both of those guys. Just these past 2 weeks when I took off for the Thanksgiving holiday, there were at least three nights that I read parts of Poor Charlie's Almanac, which is a very large compendium of Charlie's writings, speeches, and sayings. And just like when I read my Bible every day, even though I've read a particular passage many times, I always see and retain something new that I must have read before, but it never quite struck me quite the same way as it did the previous times. And I always get that when I read parts of Poor Charlie's Almanac. And one thing that I really reviewed in depth and reread again while I was taking off for Thanksgiving was Charlie's article, which was originally a talk he gave that he modified over the years several times because he added to it and refined it. And it was called The Psychology of Human Misjudgment. It's a masterpiece work. When I originally read it several years ago, it formed a major cornerstone of the foundation of my management advisory practice philosophy, because I thought if I'm going to become a advisory to management and I'm going to become an executive coach to executives, I need a philosophy of things that I've learned over the years and things that I can transfer to them to help them get better. And a major part of that philosophy came from that article, The Psychology of Human Misjudgment. It taught me things about the various emotional biases, not only of human beings, but especially those human beings who are engaged in financial investing and business management that I would have never been able to identify. Now, I might have learned it and I might have picked up on it, but I wouldn't have been able to absorb it as you would a class that was being taught, which was what I was able to do from Charlie's article. And if that one contribution by Charlie into my life were all that he had done for me, that would have been monumental in whatever success that I may have achieved. When you add in his partnership contribution to Warren Buffett's writings in the annual shareholder letters of Berkshire Hathaway, which have been published since back in the 60s, the contribution becomes incalculable. I could never fully express my gratitude for what Charlie Munger has meant to me, my career, and my life. Charlie Munger was honest. He was a straightforward guy who many today might call blunt. Charlie was a huge critic of Elon Musk. And when you reflect on it, those two guys are very much similar in the way that they present themselves. Charlie was a straight talker. He said what he thought and he said what he meant. And he just put it out there, just mainline, you know, and Musk does much the same way. Charlie was pretty critical of Musk many, many times. My view is that Charlie had a lot of clarity in his thinking, and clarity is power, and clarity is freedom. His clarity in his thinking processes was unmatched. He helped us with mental models, how to identify and use models to help you think through problems and situations. And he had communication that matched that intense clarity. He said what he thought and he meant what he said. You know, I'm hopeful that that's not a lost trait just because Charlie came from a generation that's passed us all by. I had thought about sharing a list of things that I'd learned from Charlie. But, you know, since his passing last Tuesday, you can find those things everywhere from the Wall Street Journal to blog posts. There are many, many fans of Berkshire Hathaway that do podcasts and they write articles, or, you know, you find it in the Wall Street Journal. CNBC had recorded an interview with Charlie the last 2 weeks, and they've already edited that together and put out a 2-hour special about his life. It's not like you can't find those things if you just want to put a little effort into it. And since I'm the contrarian thinker that I am, I feel compelled to not do that and just do the opposite and not list everything I learned from Charlie, because we wouldn't have enough time to go over all the things that I learned from him anyway. It's just that abundant. And it would be difficult for me to narrow it down to a real short list. I've had two Charlies who have changed the course of my life. My first coach and mentor in my career way back in the 80s was Charlie Mifflin, the father of one of my high school and college classmates. And Charlie Mifflin took me under his wing, and he taught me what being a manager was all about, especially at the CEO level. Charlie Munger squeezed a lot out of life, and he took it on himself to be a teacher. And while he wasn't intentionally teaching me, he was teaching the world, and I was part of the world he was teaching. And I watched him squeeze so much life out of the 99 years that he was given to live as a human being on this earth. And he was a model for people to study and follow from here to eternity. There can't be much greater legacy than that. And for all you taught me, Charlie, I want to thank you, and I hope you rest in peace, knowing that you have given a tremendous amount, and your work will continue to stand, and we'll all be learning from you for the rest of our days. Thank you, sir. That's our show today. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyRichards4. You can join our Facebook group, Tony Richards Speaker Author Coach. Please sign up for my Monday morning memo. We have a circulation list well over 30,000. We send it out every Monday morning. You'll get a lot of the things that I talk about here on the podcast, but you'll have them in a very organized form. I'll also share some big ideas with you, and you'll get a short article written by me and a journal prompt for every weekday, as well as links to both my books and also my podcast here, Better Than Before. And all you have to do is go to clearvisiondevelopment.com, the homepage of our website. Scroll to the bottom and put your email address in, and you'll be signed up and subscribed, and you'll get that Monday morning memo every single Monday morning. And we're coming up to the end of the year here, so I'll start sharing some things that I learned this year, some goals that I've got for next year, and doing some year in review type stuff coming up in the memo in the weeks ahead. So you'll want to get in there and get subscribed so you don't miss that. I think it'll provide a lot of value for you. Special thanks, as always, to our super producer, Tessa Hall. I've got some interesting guests coming up here pretty soon, and we'll be taking a break in the podcast for the Christmas holiday. So we've got some stuff coming up you don't want to miss. We're a day late this week because I wasn't feeling very well, and we had to push our production deadline back. But normally, Better Than Before is available on Tuesday mornings here on the C-Suite Radio Network. And until we visit again next week, I'm your coach and your host, Tony Richards, reminding you that everything gets better when you get better.
Thank you for listening to Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast powered by Clear Vision Development Group. For more resources from Tony, visit clearvisiondevelopment.com. Join us next time for another episode of Better Than Before with Tony Richards.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.